Did you know that 85% of highly successful people report struggling with imposter syndrome and confidence issues? Today, we're exploring why even the most accomplished among us battle self-doubt and what science tells us about building genuine confidence.
That's such a striking statistic. Just yesterday, I was reading about a CEO who still feels like she's faking it, even after 20 years of running her company.
What's fascinating is how universal these feelings are, regardless of achievement level. Recent research from Harvard Business School shows that comparing ourselves to others is actually the number one confidence killer, especially in professional settings.
So how does that play out in our hyper-connected world? I imagine social media must be amplifying this effect.
The data is pretty alarming. Studies show that just 30 minutes of social media scrolling can decrease self-esteem by up to 25%. But here's what's really interesting. Researchers found that changing how we view others' success can completely transform this dynamic.
Tell me more about that transformation piece.
Well, when we shift from viewing successful people as competitors to seeing them as potential mentors or information sources, our brain actually processes their achievements differently. The amygdala, our fear center, becomes less active, while areas associated with learning light up.
That's incredible how our mindset can literally change our brain activity. What about these findings on physical confidence boosters?
The science here is fascinating. Studies show that something as simple as maintaining a power pose for just 2 minutes increases testosterone by 20% and decreases cortisol by 25%. But here's the key. You don't have to feel confident for this to work. Your body chemistry changes regardless.
You know what really surprises me? The research about how we choose our social circles when we're feeling insecure.
Right. This is one of the most counterintuitive findings. People with low self-esteem tend to gravitate toward relationships that reinforce their negative self-image. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The good news is that consciously changing your social environment can reverse this pattern in about 12 weeks.
That makes me think about boundaries. How do those play into building confidence?
The connection is actually stronger than we used to think. Recent studies show that people who set clear boundaries experience a 40% increase in perceived self-worth within 6 months. It's like creating a psychological safety zone that allows confidence to grow.
That's such a powerful finding. What about the physical aspect of confidence building?
The mind-body connection here is remarkable. Research shows that adding just 3 30-minute walks per week can boost confidence scores by 25%. But what's really interesting is how sleep quality impacts our self-perception. Even one night of poor sleep can reduce confidence levels by up to 30%.
Those numbers really put things in perspective. What's the latest research saying about maintaining confidence long-term?
The most recent studies suggest it's about creating what researchers call confidence scaffolding, layering different strategies together. For instance, combining boundary setting with physical exercise shows a 65% greater impact than either strategy alone.
That's fascinating how these different elements work together synergistically.
And here's what's really exciting. New research shows that these confidence-building practices actually create lasting neural changes. They've found that consistent application of these strategies for 90 days leads to measurable increases in gray matter density in regions associated with self-assessment and emotional regulation.
So we're literally rewiring our brains when we practice confidence-building techniques?
Exactly, and the implications are huge. Studies show that people who maintain these practices for 6 months report a 70% reduction in imposter syndrome symptoms and a 45% increase in their willingness to take on new challenges.
Those are some pretty compelling numbers to end on.
Indeed, and perhaps the most encouraging finding is that these changes appear to be sustainable. Follow-up studies show that 85% of people maintain their confidence gains when they integrate these practices into their daily routines. It's not about becoming a different person. It's about building a stronger version of who you already are.
Hi, I'm Dick Matthews. That's Matthews with one T, spelled M-A-T-H-E-W-S. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to explore more, I've got three websites I'd love for you to visit. DickMatthews.com. That's DICKMATHEWS.com, where you'll find my books and audio projects. GetOffTheWagon.com, all one word, for self-improvement ideas, tools, and tips. And AdroitStore.com, that's ADROITStore.com, for my latest digital products. I appreciate you listening, and I hope to connect with you again soon.